We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John Osteen said one time, he said, I always have good sermons, but he says, I can't figure out any titles to them. Well, I've got about four titles to this one tonight, so I don't know which one we'll call it. But I want you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I want to talk to you tonight about being fully persuaded. You notice that Abraham was fully persuaded. He called things that were not as though they were. The reason he did it was because God taught him to do it. And there's an underlying principle in this. There's a law involved in it. There's a law of faith. The Apostle Paul talks about that back up in the 3rd chapter. And that's involved in knowing how to be fully persuaded. Then not only is the law of faith involved in it, there is also the righteousness which is a faith principle. There's principles involved. Now this may sound complicated, and I'm saying it here, but it's really very simple as we get into it. But I want to kind of lay it out before you so you can see kind of which way we're headed. Because God has given us insight through His Word, through the New Testament, into faith, and some things about faith that the people of the Old Covenant just simply didn't have. Now, you hear people say this sometimes. They'll say, well, now these faith folks, they must think that they have more faith than the patriarchs of old. Well, now, just think about that for a minute. We have more Word of God than they had. And how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. Why wouldn't we have more faith? If we have more word, you have more raw material to produce. Faith cometh by hearing. They could not have faith for things that we have faith for today because they didn't have the word for it. Did you notice that in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, they did not advertise the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues? There was no promise of it. I mean, there was a promise of the Holy Spirit, but there was no understanding of it. But did you notice that God didn't advertise things under the old covenant that you couldn't have under that covenant? I mean, there was some foreshadowing and some types of it. But God didn't advertise things that you couldn't obtain. Now, what would you think if some of the department stores downtown, Walmart or somebody, started advertising Ford automobiles? And you go down there and they said, oh, we don't have them. They won't let us sell them. We're not a car dealer. You'd want to know, why are you advertising them, wouldn't you? I mean, you wouldn't be in business long that way, would you? God didn't advertise something that you couldn't have. But you see, there's things under the new covenant that you can obtain to that they couldn't obtain under the old covenant because they didn't have the word of promise for it. Now, they believed God under the Old Covenant, and there was faith under the Old Covenant, but there was very little said about how to activate faith or how to operate in it or explain how it worked in your life or how to get it to work. You just believed what God said and you acted on it. The Bible said Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. It was counted for righteousness because he believed God. And here it says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. So let's talk about being fully persuaded. Abraham heard what God said. He knew what God said, but it looked like everything that God said was wrong. This wasn't working out. Did you notice in the scripture that when God appeared to Abram, the first time he appeared to him, talked to him about the promised child, Abram was 75 years old. 75 years old. Now that's bad enough, but if that wasn't bad enough, the next time over in the 17th chapter of Genesis when God appeared to him, he is 99 years old. Now 24 years have gone by. 24 years. He's 99 years old. His wife's 90. And God changed his name. And his name meant father of nations. Said he'll no longer be Abram, but Abraham will be father of nations. That's what it meant. And everyone knew what it meant. Today, they'd hardly know what a name means. But in those days, they did. So here's Abram. God's changed his name. He has to tell everyone, I'm the father of nations. Now that's what God said about him, wasn't it? God said it 24 years ago. Now here, for 24 years it hadn't come to pass. But yet, God said it. And he still said it. He renewed that to him. And then he did something to cause the manifestation of it when he changed his name. In other words, he forced Abraham to proclaim what God had said about him. Now the Bible says that he preached the gospel first to Abraham. Now you need to get this because this is very important. God preached the gospel first to Abraham. He didn't go into great detail and tell him, now Abram, the reason I'm changing your name is because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know what Paul said. No, Paul hadn't said it. And he wouldn't have known what he was talking about if he had told him. But God just simply told him what to do. And when he did it, it worked. You know why it worked? Because God knew faith cometh by hearing. He knew it then. It was not that way just because God said it. But God told him to do it because he knew it was that way. Now there's some things that we don't understand all about in the Old Testament. But we know this, that God preached faith first to Abraham or preached the gospel first to him. And he caught a hold of it. The Bible says he became fully persuaded. So to become fully persuaded is to proclaim and to speak and to say what God said about a certain subject. Now, whether it's healing, whether it is finances, whether it is social or mental or whatever, to say what God says about it would cause you to become fully persuaded eventually. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. But notice here that it says that God called things which are not as though they were. And it indicates that Abram did. And we know that he did because he had to tell everyone, my name is Father of Nations. Now verse 18 says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the Father of Nations according to that which was spoken. According to, well, who spoke it? God spoke it, didn't he? It was God's word. Then somebody said, well, if God said it, God's responsible for making it come to pass. No, he had to have Abram's cooperation in it. And if Abram had said, well, I just don't care what you name me, I'm not going to go around and tell everybody that my name is Father of Nations when I'm 99 years old and I don't have the child, I just have better sense than that. Now, I know some folks that would have probably told God that. And then if they'd have been Abraham, it'd have been a different story in here. But how did he become fully persuaded? He became fully persuaded saying what God said about him. Now don't you imagine that there was times that Abraham wanted to say, God, it's not working. How in the world can this happen? But no, he just kept saying what God said. Now notice what happened here. For 24 years it has not come to pass. Then Abraham starts saying what God has said about him. And it looked like it's all a lie. It looks like his name is a lie. It looks like it would never happen. Medical science would say it would never happen. But he just continues to do what God said to do. And you know what happened? In less than a year, the promised child was born. Why? Because he did what God said to do. And when you do what God says to do, you're going to get the results God said you would have if you do what he said to do. Now let's look at this. We're talking about being fully persuaded. And I said that there is a law involved here. Back up to the third chapter of Romans. And let's read something here. Let's start with verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Now, see, if you're not careful, you'll miss what he said here. See, there's people that'll read that and say, well, now the Bible said there's none righteous. No, not one. So then you couldn't be the righteousness of God. Now come right down to verse 19 and it'll point something out to you. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law. Now there's the key to understanding what he's saying.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now before I leave the broadcast, I want to remind you all this week we have CD offer number 7607. Six CDs for $43 plus $7 postage and handling. It's a series entitled Keys to Understanding the Bible. You know, there's certain keys. If you understand these keys, it opens the rest of the Bible to you. For instance, in Genesis chapter 1, where it says, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion. Subdue the earth, he said, subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl there, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing. You know, it's just good news today to know that you have dominion over creeps, the way things are going. But now, several of the keys are found in the first three chapters of Genesis. God gave Adam authority to subdue the earth and have dominion over it. Mankind was given a lease on this planet for 6,000 years. It's revealed in the 6 days of the Genesis account, for after 6 days it was all finished, and the 6 days represent 6,000 years of determined time in which, when it ends, God's going to take back control of this planet. If you understand these things, it'll help you understand what God is dealing with. You know, some people say, well, you know, God has everything under control. Well, now, wait a minute. If God has everything on this earth under control, well, he's really got it in a mess. But we know that God is not controlling everything that happens on this earth. And if you believe that, you're really confused, because it's not God's will that any should perish. But are there any perishing? Yes, they're perishing by the multitudes. That's offer number 7607, and it's a series of six CDs for $43 plus $7 postage and handling, total of $50. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.